Well, hello everyone again. I trust that some of you will be able to rejoin me. I believe what the enemy is trying to do, which is one of his great, great weapons, one of his great schemes, is particularly because is to create division. The enemy is the author of division. There's no division in the Godhead. One being of one substance, three persons, not three gods, one God, one being, one substance, but three persons. But there's never been any division in the Godhead. You might go, well, yeah, but God, they're perfect. We are in union with the living God. And therefore, we should mirror and manifest the likeness of God. We're not God. We'll be made perfectly like Him when we see Him face to face, see Christ face to face. But we're called to mirror His likeness. We're called to carry His image and to reveal His likeness. We were created to exercise dominion. We were created to contain His presence and to reveal His likeness. That's who we are. And so the vision is never in the likeness of God. The vision can manifest itself in subtle ways. It can manifest itself between individuals. It can manifest itself in the body of Christ as a whole. It can manifest itself in a local expression, the church or a parish. Here are these scriptures. This is where the Lord led me. When He first spoke to me about Luke 11, I was thinking, cool, you're going to speak some things about prayer. And through the first 13 verses, it's about prayer. I mean, His disciples see Him praying, and they after watching Jesus pray, they go, Lord, teach us to pray. I mean, I'd like for my prayer life to be like that, wouldn't you? That when people see me pray or see the effects of my prayer, they go, oh, Chuck, teach me to pray. And then He talks about knocking and seeking and all the things there, the audacity of prayer. But when He gets to verse 14, there's like this change. And I want you to hear this so you can hear what the Lord spoke to me today. It says, He was casting out a demon, and it was dumb. They all are. And that meant to be a joke, metaphorical. And it came about that when the demons had gone out, in other words, when you're fighting on a losing side, you're dumb. And the enemy's fighting on a losing side. Every demon's fighting for a losing side. It came about that when the demon had gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, He, Jesus, casts out demons by the Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. And others to test Him were demanding of Him a sign from heaven. But He, Jesus, knew their thoughts and said to them, Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. And a house, not just a kingdom, but a house. It's important. Not just a kingdom, but a house. A house divided against itself falls. Now listen to this for scripture, verse 18. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Did you hear that? They accused Jesus of casting out spirits by Beelzebub. And Jesus said Satan would never do that to himself. But we do things as Christians to each other that Satan and demons would not do to each other. It's crazy. Because the enemy knows. Listen to what he says here. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? The enemy and the demonic forces know that they can't tolerate disunity in their ranks or their kingdom will fall. Therefore, if they know that, and Jesus is saying, I'm not casting spirits out Beelzebub because the devil knows better. Demons don't turn on themselves. Yet Christians turn on themselves, on each other, all the time. As if there's something important enough that could justify that. It is such... Now, here's the deal. That is so demonic. So think, if Satan knows that he cannot tolerate division, if the demonic knows they cannot tolerate division in their ranks, or their kingdom would fall, now, what do you think they're going to try to do? They know that's how it works. Division creates fall. Division, he says, the kingdom, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. Wow. Kingdom divided against itself, the enemy can lay waste on them. Even a house, just a spiritual house, let's say that be a local church, divided against itself will fall. If the enemy knows that division caused your kingdom to be laid waste, your house to fall, then the enemy's going to always have as one of his great priorities sowing the seeds of division in the body of Christ. That's just the truth of it. And whatever may be going on in any believer's heart that's causing them to justify division in their division in your disposition will always end up resulting in division in your behavior. So it always starts in the heart, doesn't it? And so I'm just giving you this word as a teaching, but also as a prophetic word. I remember years ago, the Lord gave me a vision of a fault, like an earthquake fault, a huge fault, you know, like the San Andreas fault or something, really big. And there were believers on either side of the fault. But there was someone standing there who had a shirt on like Superman, and the word S was on his back. And I said, Lord, what is that? And he said, it's the spirit of scrutiny. Whenever we start scrutinizing each other, then it always creates a fault, division. When we start finding fault, when we start scrutinizing and finding fault with each other's or with those who God's put in our lives or God's put over us, it's always going to create division. Finding fault. And that happens as we scrutinize each other. But can't we love each other, trust each other? Do we understand that each one of us are in the process of being conformed to the image of Christ? We will not be like Him perfectly until we see Him face to face. And so until then, we're going to have to tolerate, not only tolerate, but allow the Lord to use the differences, the imperfections, to perfect us into the image of Christ. It's easy to love someone who's perfect. You have to walk in Christ like this. You have to walk in the Spirit to love someone who's imperfect. Therefore, every human being we meet is an opportunity to grow in Christ-likeness, to learn to walk in the Spirit. And you say, well, Bishop, what are you? You having division in your life, in your church? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what the Lord showed me today. And I'm telling you that there are a lot of things that the enemy's doing, using this environment of chaos, this environment because of COVID, the environment of division in our nation, a redivision among racial things. It's a redivision, an unhealing of wounds that have been healed, at least at some level, a digression, division politically. It's been a fierce political season. I'm just saying that the enemy's going to use things, use others, going to speak into us to become... to create division. It could be on a personal scale with someone, but it also could be bigger than that. The Lord's trying to create, accelerate our destiny into Christ-likeness through this chaos. The enemy wants to stop that from happening by creating division in the body of Christ. And he could use political stuff to do that. He could use theories and ideas and thoughts to do that, where people think they're enlightened about something as opposed to other people who aren't enlightened. He can do this in a church. As people begin to scrutinize and find fault, it can happen. It's certainly happening on a national scale. But it's one thing for unbelievers to give in and division, but for the church, it's important that we understand that the enemy has never, ever, ever, ever gone. This is what Galatians says. Check at the time since we had to restart. Galatians chapter 5 says this. Talks about the fruit of the Spirit, but just before that it said, now the deeds of the flesh are evident. In other words, they're not secretive, they're obvious. It's like the nose on your face. The deeds of the flesh are obvious. They're evident. which are immorality, impurity, and sensuality. So that speaks of immoral things, those three. Idolatry, sorcery, those things are, those make sense. But there's like 15 things here. But five of them are connected, possibly six, to division. So he says, enmities, strife, jealousy. Jealousy always creates division. Outbursts of anger, in that context, it can be talking about it, but disputing, dissensions, and factions. The word faction is a Greek word that means being super opinionated. Enmities, strife, jealousy, disputes, dissensions, factions. That's six things for sure of the 15 that are just committed to the category of division. It says in Ephesians 3 that among Jew and Gentile, they've been made into one new man in Christ. That's true about, so he's talking about to those who consider themselves believers, Old Testament believers, those who Gentiles, pagans, they've all been made one in Christ. We are one in Christ. And we're in union with the triune God. There's no division in that union. Are there times in our lives where, you know, if where someone comes along and says, they, if you caught a vision, in my life, like if I caught a vision that the gifts of the Spirit are real and your part of the church doesn't believe it, they oppress it and whatever, and you go to them and you go, look, I just got to be at a place you want to walk that stuff out, that's fine.